Jeff Bezos is stepping aside as CEO of Amazon, the company he founded. In a letter to employees yesterday, Bezos made clear he's not retiring. He's moving over to become Amazon's executive chair, while the head of Amazon's cloud computing business takes over the chief executive role. It's a crucial time for Amazon, which posted huge profits in its latest quarterly earnings report yesterday, just as the Federal Trade Commission fined the company $61 million for shorting its drivers in tips. And meanwhile, Amazon workers in Alabama are looking to form the company's first union of warehouse workers in the U.S. We should note that Amazon provides financial support to NPR. Jason Del Rey is a senior correspondent for Recode, and he's been following this story. Hi, Jason.
Hi there.
So we understand Bezos will probably still have major sway over the company. And, you know, what do you make then of him giving up this top title? I mean, he's just decided that it's time to move on. He's only 57, but maybe building a $1.7 trillion company is tiring.
I think, you know, things were trending this way for a couple of years now. Bezos has been spending more time on a whole slew of other initiatives. His rocket company, Blue Origin, he owns the Washington Post, as you know, we know. He now has this climate pledge, trying to get other companies to join Amazon in climate initiatives, and the Day One Fund, which is sort of a big philanthropy fund. So things were trending this direction. You know, the pandemic hit, Bezos got a little more involved in the day-to-day as Amazon, like many companies and the rest of the world, were dealing with unprecedented challenges. But, you know, the general timing, not too much of a surprise. And as you put it, he'll still be involved in sort of new and exciting early projects from the executive chairman role.
I see. But the day-to-day goes to Andy Jassy. Could you help introduce us to him, Jason? And it seems notable that this is an elevation of somebody from the Amazon Web Services division and not the core retail business. Does that indicate something about the future of the company?
You know, I think so. Andy Jassy joined the company in 1997. He's been there a very long time. His background is he has an MBA, so he's a business mind. He started as a marketing manager on the retail business. But yes, he helped invent and then run Amazon Web Services, which invented the entire cloud computing industry in the business world. So he's been running sort of a pure tech company inside of Amazon, which is, yes, different than the retail business. But he also has that early history on the retail side. He comes from a business background. So Amazon likes to think of itself as an invention company. And I think the fact that Jassy was an early inventor of one of Amazon's most successful businesses outside of its core retail business was one of the key reasons Bezos tapped him to lead the company going forward.
And what exactly is he inheriting in your view, Jason? Because on the one hand, we have that massive quarterly earnings report that we just mentioned. There's also that FTC fine and some unionization efforts. So is this just a stay the course kind of job, or does he have some real challenges on his hands?
No, I just published a piece, you know, just a few minutes ago that sort of, you know, looks at who he is, but also the immense scrutiny and challenges that he's walking into. You know, he faced some of these already in, you know, leading AWS. They have a facial recognition software, which police were using, that came under fire for, you know, accusations that it was, you know, biased against certain races. You know, AWS has other contracts with government agencies like ICE that people inside and outside the company were upset with. So he has dealt with scrutiny on some level. But yes, it's an all different ballgame at the top. Antitrust concerns, labor battle.
Sure.
And, you know, some people have speculated that Bezos maybe just, you know, he testified last year in front of the Congress for the first time, and maybe he just, you know, didn't want to face this anymore. And so, yes.
Sure.
Jassy has a lot
Jason
to deal
Del Rey
with.
From Recode, we're going to have to leave it there. Sorry to cut you off. You're listening to Here and Now.